Well, hello there, and welcome to our audio modules in which you'll be learning new skills, addressing all the things that have likely been holding you back from having the life you want, and helping you really get new tools under your belt to have a life that's filled with calm and confidence and leave you feeling more in control of what's going on with you, less at the whim of whatever the day may bring. So I'm really excited that you're here. My name is Margaret Gavian. I'm a psychologist. You know that probably already if you've gotten this far. And I've been working with men in uniform of all walks of life for the last 20 years, everywhere from firefighters to other first responders, law enforcement. I worked with the FDNY after 9/11. You'll hear more about my background as we move along through our modules. But this is my life's work. This is what I love to do, is to help men take charge of their lives, to feel better, to learn new skills on how to deal with the difficult shit that comes our way, right? So each week, there will be multiple audio files for each week, right? And there'll be new content, including new skills, new exercises. So there will be about 3 or 4 audio files each week to cover the content for that week's information. And each week builds on one another. So even if you think, oh, well, I'm dealing with relationship stress, I'm going to jump straight to week 4 where they're going to talk about relationship stress and how to deal with it. I don't want you to do that, as enticing as it might seem. We're going to get there. I promise you will get the skills that you want and need, but they build on each other, and we have to lay the foundation, not just jump to the end or jump to the topic we like. All right. So do the exercises and the challenges along the way. That is the way we grow. There will be different exercises, different relaxation techniques, different communication strategies, different ways of getting control of your mindset and controlling how emotions are affecting your body, what to do about difficult emotions, right? So all these things are going to build upon one another. So a couple guidelines as we move forward. Number one, make this fun. I know that this is maybe not everyone's first choice of how to spend their time, but you're here, right? And you're here because you're courageous. You're here because you're brave and saying that things have been off balance and you're no longer willing to tolerate things off balance. I have mad respect for that decision-making process because I know how hard it is for you to say, I'm not feeling so good, I don't know what to do about it, and I'm not sure where to go or who to turn to. I don't take that lightly. I take that very seriously. And it is the people that put their hand up and ask for help that get better. So congratulations, you're on your path. And make this fun. You're going to be learning new skills. You're going to be learning new information to take into your life and to make your life grow and expand and take your life to the next level and begin mastering your life in new ways. So let's make this fun. This is awesome. Yes, it's work. Just like going to the gym and lifting, having a long lift and working on legs and then working on arms and you feel exhausted at the end of your workout, right? Yes, that something like that may very well be similar here too, right? It's hard. There may be challenges. There may be times where you're not sure what you're doing or you feel confused, but let's make this fun. This is all about growth and learning new skills. And I know that you guys are people committed to putting things into action, right? You are men of action. So let's use that same attitude here and make it fun. It does not have to be sad and serious, please. No. And number two, I want you to do and tackle these modules in a very disciplined way. Again, if you're in the fire service, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder of any type, I know that you have inner discipline. There is no way you can get to where you've been, where you are, without discipline. So we're going to take that same mentality and apply that here. Carve out time and space every week, just like you would for a training, right? We're going to put it in your calendar. Make sure that distractions are removed. Make sure you have some quiet, undisturbed time where you're not driving. These aren't audio files to just listen to while you're driving, because there will be times where I'll say, pause, take some notes. Think about how you learned what to do when you get on scene. right? You didn't just read the instruction manual. You didn't even just have someone tell you what you were going to do, right? You listened, you learned, you read, you talked to people that had been in structure fires before. You might have watched some videos on what other people were doing in them. And then you practiced your skills, right? You did dry runs, you had mock fires, and then you practiced in real life. So this is the same. We're going to train and then we're going to practice, right? Nobody learned these skills in a day, right? Right out of the gate. You didn't learn exactly what to do in a fire the first time you were on a scene, right? It took practice. So learn and practice and carve out time in a disciplined way as you tackle modules for each week. And here's the hint. There may be times when, number one, you're super busy, or number two, it's the last freaking thing you feel like doing, which is sitting down, listening to some lady talk about feelings and talk about relationships and talk about stress or anger and take some notes and learn some new skills on how to deal with it. There may be times that you feel like that, and I would expect that. When that happens for you, know that's completely normal. You got to where you are right now after long standing habits of pushing away things that were uncomfortable, right? Shoving the calls that you didn't want to think about anymore down where you couldn't think about them, avoiding the hard feelings, pretending like things might just get better with time when actually, in fact, they were getting worse, right? And avoiding the hard issues that were just kind of easier to ignore. Here's the deal. We are absolutely done with that strategy. Are you convinced that that strategy doesn't work? I mean, if you've gotten to this point where you're reaching out for help, where you realize you're off balance, where you realize that your relationship needs some pointers, that you need to learn how to deal with stress and anger and maybe memories in new and different ways, right? You realize that it's time to have a new strategy, right? So let's bring that attitude here as well, right? Okay. So when avoidance and resistance come up, know that that's normal. If you didn't have that come up, that would be weird. It would be like you're going to the gym, you're training to lift, you're training to get in shape, you're lifting more and more weights each week, and your muscles don't like it, right? They kind of fight you when you're in that, when you're pushing them to their limits, right? They resist that change. They are giving you the message that no, they're not strong enough, no, they don't want to, they would rather sit down and not do that, right? This is exactly the same idea. Sometimes you might feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster. As we start building these skills and you start gaining some awareness and bringing to light the things that maybe you've pushed down for a long time, oftentimes people will say, well, I feel more emotional now, or now that I'm aware of what I'm doing and my behaviors and some emotional things and the things I'm thinking about, it's kind of making me nuts, right? So know that that's completely normal too, right? We're shining the light on things that you've pushed into the darkness or avoided for a long time. So you may notice new patterns. You may have new experiences of emotions. And that is good. When you're finding this kind of resistance, if you're feeling confused, if you're feeling like you're not sure what's going on, number one, please reach out and always ask me questions and let me know how you're doing. But number two, just know that we don't grow by being comfortable. We just don't. We either grow or we stay exactly where we are, right? And if we really want to affect change in our life, we want to take control over our life, it's not going to be comfortable, all right? So know if resistance comes up, if avoidance comes up, that's normal. Just acknowledge it and say, oh yeah, this is how I got to the problem I'm having, and keep moving forward. That's why it's also critical just to add those disciplined times throughout your week that you know you're focused on learning these skills, not just fitting it in when you can, because guess what? You'll never fit it in if you don't put it in your schedule. So I'm super excited that you're here. I hope that you really utilize these next few weeks to take your life to the next level. Use me, use these skills, and I'm excited to be part of your journey and really want to acknowledge you for your courage of facing your fear, getting honest with yourself, and starting to learn some new things to really take your life to the next level.